This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of May, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, keep points of this knowledge in your awareness and you will remain happy. You are now standing at the gates to heaven. Baba is showing you the path to liberation and liberation in life. Question. What must you pay attention to in order to keep your register good? Answer. You must pay attention not to cause sorrow for anyone with your thoughts, words, or deeds. Your nature should be first class and very sweet. Do not let Maya catch hold of you by your nose or ears in such a way that she makes you do wrong things or that you make someone experience sorrow. If you cause sorrow for anyone, you will have to repent a great deal and your register will be spoilt. Song. Show the path to the blind, dear God. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. The path you are shown is very easy, and yet you children continue to stumble along. Whilst sitting here, you understand that the Father is teaching you and showing you the path to the land of silence. This is very easy. The Father says, stay in remembrance as much as possible day and night. They stumble along on foot a great deal on those pilgrimages on the path of devotion. Whilst sitting here, you are on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father has also explained to you that you have to imbibe divine virtues and continue to finish devilish defects. Do not perform any devilish act which would become a sin. The Father has come to make you children constantly happy. The child of an emperor would be happy to see his father and his kingdom. Even though they have kingdoms, they still have physical illnesses, etc. Here, you children have the faith that Shiv Baba has come and that he is teaching us. Then we will go to heaven and rule there. There will not be any type of sorrow there. This knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation is in your intellects. This knowledge is not in the intellects of any other human beings. You children now understand that you too did not have any of this knowledge previously. You did not know the Father. Devotion is considered to be very elevated, and many different types of devotion are performed. There, everything is physical. There is nothing subtle there. The pilgrimage to Amnath they go on is a physical pilgrimage. There is a lingam there too. People do not understand at all who it is they are going to. You children no longer go stumbling anywhere. You know that you are studying for the new world, where there are no Vedas or scriptures, etc. There is never any devotion in the Golden Age. There is only happiness. Where there is devotion, there is sorrow. This picture of the cycle is very good. The gates to heaven are very clear in that. Keep it in your intellects that you are now sitting at the gates of heaven. There should be great happiness. You children can remain very happy by remembering points of this knowledge. You know that you are about to go through the gates to heaven. There are very few people there. Here there are so many human beings. They continue to stumble so much. They give donations and perform so much charity. They wander around so much, following sages, etc. And yet they continue to call out, O God, show the path to the blind. They always want to be shown the path to liberation and liberation in life. You know that this world is an old world of sorrow. However, only you know this. Other people do not know this. They say that the duration of the Iron Age is thousands of years. Therefore, those helpless people are in darkness. Amongst you too, you understand, number-wise, that our Father is teaching us Raj Yoga. And just as they have yoga, a connection, and remember the teacher who teaches them to become a barrister or an engineer. Someone becomes a barrister by studying the knowledge to become a barrister. This is Raj Yoga. Our intellects are connected in yoga to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Your mercury of happiness should rise very high through this. Become very sweet. Your nature should be first class. No one should experience sorrow from you. Although you don't want to hurt anyone, Maya catches hold of you by the nose or ears and makes you make mistakes. Then you repent inside. I caused sorrow for that one without reason. However, your register would have been spoilt by then. You must try not to cause sorrow for anyone with your thoughts, words, or actions. The Father comes to make us into such deities. Do they cause anyone sorrow? A worldly teacher teaches you. He doesn't make you unhappy, does he? Yes, if students don't study, they have to be punished. Nowadays, beating anyone has been banned in schools. You are spiritual teachers, and your duty is to educate them and also teach them good manners. If they study well, they will claim a high status. If they don't study, they will fail. The Father too comes every day to educate you and teach you manners. Exhibitions, etc., are held to teach others. Everyone asks for exhibitions and projectors. Thousands will buy these projectors. The Father tells you everything in a very easy way. To do service at Amnath is also easy. You can explain what devotion is and what this knowledge is by using the pictures. On the one side is knowledge, and on the other side is devotion. Through one there is heaven, and through the other there is hell. This is very clear. The things you children now study are very easy. You even teach others very well. However, where is your pilgrimage of remembrance? This is all a matter for your intellects. We do have to remember the Father, and it is in this remembrance that Maya whips you. She breaks your intellect's yoga completely. The father says, all of you are very weak in yoga. Even very good Maharatis are very weak. Some think that so-and-so has very good knowledge and must therefore be a Maharati. Baba says they are the cavalry and infantry. A Maharati is one who stays in remembrance. By staying in remembrance whilst doing everything, your sins will be absolved and you will become pure. Otherwise, you will have to experience punishment and your status will be destroyed. Therefore, keep a chart for yourself so that you know what efforts you make. Baba himself says, I too make efforts. My intellect repeatedly goes in other directions. Baba has many concerns. You can go fast. As well as this, you also have to reform your behaviour. If, after becoming pure, you then indulge in vice, whatever you have earned will all be destroyed. When you become angry with someone or become like salt water, it means that you have become devilish. Maya comes in many different forms. No one has become perfect as yet. Baba inspires you to make effort. It is very easy for you Kumaris. You yourselves ought to be strong. There has to be honesty within you. If your heart is attached internally to someone else, you will not be able to continue here. Kumaris and mothers should engage themselves in doing the service of making Bharat into heaven. This does take effort. Nothing can be achieved without making effort. You are receiving a kingdom for 21 births. Therefore, you have to make so much effort. Baba allows you to continue with your worldly education until you become strong in this. It shouldn't be that you lose out in both worlds. If you become trapped in someone's name and form, you will be completely finished off. Only the fortunate children are able to make the effort to forget the consciousness of their bodies, to become bodiless and remember the Father. The Father explains every day, children, forget the consciousness of your bodies. I, this bodiless soul, am now returning home. I have to shed this body here. Only when I constantly stay in remembrance of the Father and become Karmateet can I then shed it. This is something for the intellect. However, if it is not in someone's fortune, what effort would he make? Let it remain in your intellects that you first came here bodiless, that you then became bound by karmic relationships of happiness, and then became trapped in the vicious bondage of the kingdom of Ravan. The father says, you now have to return bodiless. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. It is souls that have become impure. Souls say, O purifier, come. You are now being shown the way to change from impure to pure. Souls are imperishable. You souls came here and entered bodies in order to play your parts. The Father has now explained this to you. Those to whom this was explained a cycle ago will continue to come. The Father says, now forget your iron-aged relationships. You now have to return home. This world is to be destroyed. There is no strength left in this world. This is why people are stumbling around so much. They perform devotion in order to meet God. They think that devotion is very good. They believe that by performing a lot of devotion, they will meet God and be taken into salvation. Your devotion has now come to an end. The devotional words, O Rama, O God, should no longer emerge from your mouths. That should stop. The Father says, simply remember me. This world is Tamopratan. Those who are Satopratan live in the Golden Age. The Golden Age is in the stage of ascent. Then the stage starts to descend. In fact, even the Silver Age should not be called heaven. Only the Golden Age should be called heaven. This knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end is in the intellects of you children. The beginning means the start. The middle means halfway. And then there is the end. The kingdom of Ravan begins halfway through. The Father only comes in Bharat. It is Bharat that becomes pure and impure. It is the residents of Bharat who take 84 births. All those of other religions come number-wise. The tree continues to grow, and they all come at their own time. These things are not in the intellect of anyone else. Among you too, not everyone is able to imbibe all of this. Even if you kept this cycle of 84 births in your intellects, you would be able to remain happy. Baba has now come to take us back home. The true beloved has come. The one whom we were remembering so much on the path of devotion has now come to take our souls back home. People do not know what peace is. Souls are embodiments of peace. You receive those organs, therefore you have to act. The Father, who is the ocean of peace, takes everyone back home. Only then will everyone receive peace. In the Golden Age, you have peace as well as happiness. All the rest of the souls will go back and stay in the land of silence. Only the Father is called the ocean of peace. Many children forget this because they remain body conscious and don't become soul conscious. The Father gives everyone peace. You have to show them this confluence age in the picture. At this time, everyone is peaceless. In the Golden Age, there will be none of these many religions. They will all have gone back to the abode of peace. There you receive peace to your heart's content. In your kingdom you have happiness as well as peace. In the Golden Age you have purity, peace, and happiness. The land of liberation is called the Sweet Home. There won't be anyone impure or unhappy there. There is no question of happiness or sorrow there. People don't understand the meaning of peace. The example of the Queen's necklace is given. The Father says, "Now take peace and happiness. Take everything. May you have a long life." Children there are born according to the system. Deities don't have to make effort to have a child. A soul has a vision when it is time to leave his body, and he leaves his body in happiness. This Baba also has the happiness of shedding his body and then going and becoming that. At present, I am still studying. You know that you too will go to the Golden Age. It is only at the Confluence Age that all of this is in your intellects. Therefore, you should remain so happy. The higher the study, the greater the happiness. God is teaching us. Your aim and objective are in front of you. Therefore, there should be so much happiness. However, some fall while moving along. Service will expand when you, Kumaris, go onto the field of service. The Father says, firstly, do not become like salt water with one another, because you know that you are going to a world where the lion and the lamb drink water from the same pool. There your heart becomes happy at whatever you see. The very name is heaven. So you, Kumaris, should tell your physical parents, "I am now making preparation to go there. Therefore, I definitely have to remain pure." The Father says lust is the greatest enemy. "I have now become a yogi, and I therefore cannot become impure." You need to be very strong to speak like this. You will see how fast service grows when such Kumaris emerge. However, they need to have conquered attachment. Since you have died, why should you remember anything? Many of you remember your home, your children, etc. How can you then have yoga with the Father? Let it remain in your intellects that you now belong to Baba. This old world is already finished. The Father says, "Remember me." Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to make your fortune elevated, practice becoming bodiless as much as possible. Make full effort to forget the consciousness of bodies so that you don't remember anyone's name or form. 2. Keep a chart of your behavior. Never perform any devilish acts. Keep your heart honest. Become a destroyer of attachment. And remain busy doing the service of making Bharat into heaven. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of the world. by becoming free from any royal form of Maya's bondage. My effort, my invention, my service, my touching, my virtues are good. My decision-making power is very good. This consciousness of mine is a royal form of Maya. Maya performs such magic that she even makes yours into mine. Therefore, now become free from any such bondage and form a relationship with the One Father, and you will become a conqueror of Maya. Only those who are conquerors of Maya can become conquerors of the world. They can easily and automatically use the direction to become bodiless in a second. Slogan: a world transformer is one who transforms anyone's negative into positive. Aviat signal: imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Your original form is pure. Your original religion, that is, the first dana of the soul, is purity. Your original land is the pure land. Your kingdom is a pure kingdom. The memorial of you is supremely pure and worthy of worship. The eternal nature of your physical organs is that of performing pure actions. Simply keep this in your awareness, and you will be liberated from making effort and being forceful. You will be able to imbibe purity as a blessing. Om Shanti.